Matthew chapter 13. We have not yet recorded the first bit of this chapter. You can find those stories and messages in Mark 4, verse 1 to 20. Jesus told a story about some rubbish plants. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24.
Then Jesus told the people another picture story. He said,
"This story shows you something about God's family. A farmer planted some good food seeds in his garden. But there was a bad man that didn't like that farmer. One night, when everyone was asleep, that bad man went to the farmer's garden and planted some rubbish plant seeds in it beside the good seeds. Then that bad man went away. The good seeds grew into good plants. But at the same time, the rubbish plants started to grow there too. Those rubbish plants look like the good plants when they are young, but when they get big, we can't eat their seeds. They are too cheeky." So the farmer's workers went to him and said, "Boss, you planted good food seeds in that ground. How come a lot of rubbish plants are growing there too?" The farmer said, "I reckon there is a bad man that doesn't like me, and he planted those rubbish plants." The worker said, "Do you want us to go and pull up those rubbish plants?" The farmer said, "No, don't do that. Those plants are all mixed together. So if you pull up the rubbish plants, then you'll pull up some of the good food plants with them. No, just let them all grow up, the good plants and the rubbish plants together. Later, when the right time comes, I will get some men to get the good seed food. But I will talk to them before they do that job. I will tell them to cut down the rubbish plants first and take them away and burn them. After that, they will get all the good seed food and bring it into my shed."
We have not yet recorded the next bit. You can find some of those stories and messages in Mark 4, verse 30 to 32. Jesus told his followers what the story about the rubbish plants means. Matthew chapter 13, verse 36.
Then Jesus went into a house, away from all the people, and his followers went to him and said,
"Please tell us what that story means, that picture story about the rubbish plants and the garden."
Jesus said to them,
"I'm God's special man from heaven. And I'm like the farmer in that story. I'm like the man that planted good food seeds in a garden. That garden is like the world. The good food seeds are like the people that belong to God. The rubbish plant seeds are like the people that belong to the devil, the boss over the bad spirits. The bad man that planted those rubbish seeds in the garden is like the devil. The time to get all the good seed food is like the time for the end of the world. The workers that cut down the plants are like God's angel messengers. And in the story, the workers cut down the rubbish plants and burn them in the fire. That is a picture of what will happen at the end of the world. You see, I'm God's special man from heaven, and at the end of the world, I will send out God's angel messengers. They will get the people that belong to the devil. They will get all the people that don't belong in God's family. Those people are the ones that break God's law and they make other people do bad things. The angels will chuck all those bad people into a big fire. Those people will cry and they'll be so angry that they will bite their teeth together. But at that time, God will show everyone that the good people are really great. It will be like they are shiny, like the sun. And they will be in the family of God, their Father.
Then Jesus said,
"You've got ears, so you have to listen to me properly and take notice of my words."
Jesus told two stories to show us that God's family is very good. Matthew chapter 13, verse 44.
Jesus told his followers another picture story. He said,
"This story shows you more about God's family. A man buried a lot of gold in the ground to hide it. Sometime later, another man found that gold, but he didn't own the land, so he couldn't get it for himself. So he buried it again. Then he went away and he sold everything that he owned to get some money. Then he bought that land. After that, he got all that gold for himself and he was really happy. Well, if you find out how to get into God's family, it is like you find a lot of gold."
Jesus talked some more. He said,
"This is another picture story that shows you about God's family. There was a man that used to buy things and then take them to another place and sell them again at a higher price. That was his job. One day, he was looking for beautiful pearls to buy. He found a really good and beautiful pearl, but its price was very high. So he sold everything that he owned to get enough money for it. Then he bought that very good pearl. Well, if you find out how to get into God's family, it is like you find a very good pearl."
Jesus told a story about a fishing net to show more about God's family. Matthew chapter 13, verse 47.
Then Jesus said,
"This is another picture story that shows you about God's family. Some fishermen threw their fishing net into the water and caught a lot of fish in it. There were all sorts of fish in that net. Then they dragged it up onto the land, sat down, and sorted out the fish. They put the good fish into baskets to keep them, and they chucked the bad fish away. That's what it will be like when God will finish up this world. His angel workers will come and sort everybody out. They will save good people and they will chuck the bad people into a big fire. Those people will cry a lot and they will be so angry that they will bite their teeth together."
Teachers in God's family use both new and old messages from God. Matthew chapter 13, verse 51.
Then Jesus asked his followers,
"Do you understand all these things?"
They said,
"Yes, we do."
Then Jesus said,
"Every teacher of our Jewish law that joins God's family will teach new messages from God as well as old messages. Every teacher of God's word is like a man that owns a big house. That man has a storeroom in that house where he keeps his very special things. Sometimes he brings those things out to show to his friends. He shows them new things as well as old things."
We have not yet recorded the rest of this chapter, or any of chapters 14, 15, and 16. You can find those stories and messages in Mark 6, verse 1 to 9, verse 1.